This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Time now for us to dig into ourselves. This is Your Hidden Power. I'm Doug Steffen, here to bring you some joy, thought-provoking conversation. This is not for everybody, although I wish it were. I know that there are people who, when they listen to our conversations, whether it be on the air live or whether it be the follow-up podcasts, some of these things are contrary to people and their beliefs, which is okay. As long as you don't criticize or insinuate that people are anything other than genuinely interested in this material, I certainly am, and I take kindly to people who support my interest in it, even if they don't really have an interest in it. I think it's really hard to criticize other people and their points of view when you don't really understand it. It's easy. Yeah. But there are a lot of people who just say, oh, well, they don't agree with me, so therefore they're not worth paying attention to. Not the case with me. I've always been a curious sort, and I believe more and more every day in the hidden powers that I have and that you have, and the things that we ought to be expressing, maybe exploring, looking into, and thus the reason for the person who is going to spend the next half hour talking with us. Ingrid Fittell Lee is the author of Joyful, The Surprising Power of Ordinary Things to Create Extraordinary Happiness. That is, as far as I'm concerned, an understatement. Ms. Lee, welcome to Your Hidden Power.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
All right. So what do we take away from the meaning of the word joy or joyful? When I first saw that you were going to be on, the first thing that came to my mind was Joyful, Joyful, We Adore Thee, which is a hymn I learned in church when I was a kid. And You probably, do you know the hymn I'm talking about, Joyful, Joyful?
I don't know that one.
Yeah,
but
yeah. It is kind of as it would sound to most joyful. It's a happy song. And I think the word joy, you know, there are so many words in our language. We have such an interesting language that actually are what they sound like. The word joy. Isn't it? Do you know what I mean?
It is joyful.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, I think as a culture, we are, we're obsessed with happiness. And that's the thing that we often focus on. And happiness, from a scientific perspective, happiness can be quite vague. It's something we measure over time. And it's sort of a broad evaluation of how we feel about our lives. So it includes things like how we feel about our work and how we feel about our relationships, and, you know, even our genetics play into how happy we feel. And sometimes, you know, we're not even sure if we are feeling happy or not. But joy is much simpler and more immediate. And I think that, you know, is why the word joy just feels joyful, because joy is really about a small moments. We find them in the course of our day. And what psychologists would define, the way that psychologists define joy is as an intense momentary experience of positive emotion. And we measure it through direct physical expression. So things like smiling and laughter and, you know, maybe in church, if you jump up and down and you have that feeling of elation, all of that, those are ways that we can measure the feeling of joy. And so while we often are sort of focused on this broader idea of happiness, and we think, I'll be happy when, you know, this happens, I'll be happy when I get a promotion, joy is actually right there all the time.
So is it an end result, or is it the journey?
I think it's very much the journey. I think often that's a great question, because it speaks to exactly this distinction that I think often we're focused on the idea that happiness is in our future and we're working toward it and one day we'll get there. And sometimes we sort of realize that we've been doing all these things that are supposed to make us happy and they don't actually do it. Whereas joy is very much about appreciating the small moments that happen along the way. And they can be very, very small, you know, a beautiful sunset, or playing with, your kids or a dog, or, you know, there are so many sort of small moments that happen in the day to day that can create this feeling of joy.
So we live in an era, Ingrid, if I may call you Ingrid, of over-evaluation. People are looking for satisfaction in their lives, and perhaps that adds or ends up in joy or adds to your joy. Satisfaction, as you put it when we got started, whether it's at work or whether your relationships or what you do in your spare time, all of those things are important. But are we examining? It seems to me that everything is an examination, and we are trying to help people find the space in which they can have the best life. And it really is that simple, although you get into a lot of research from neuroscientists and psychologists and that sort of thing. Biology is part of this. Was it hard for you to kind of boil this all down?
Well, what I would say is that your point about, you know, we're examining everything, I think that we have been taught to believe that joy is something that we're supposed to find within us. Mm-hmm. And so a lot of the self-help industry and the, you know, happiness literature that we find is focused on introspection and meditation and questioning, and those things are important practices, but I think what has been ignored for so long is the world around us and our connection to the world around us. And so when I started digging into this, and I really didn't go looking for this, I'm a designer by background, I was in design school, and I had a professor who made an offhand comment who said that, you know, the work that I had designed gave him a feeling of joy. And I thought, well, that's weird, because I've, you know, had the same bias as I think, you know, is sort of rampant in our culture, where I thought joy is something that comes from within. It's not something that, you know, comes from these ordinary material objects. And so what is the connection there? How do tangible things relate to this intangible feeling of joy? And when I started to get into it, I realized that psychology as a field has really focused on the internal and has ignored the relationship between our minds, our emotions, and our environments, our surroundings. But there is actually a lot of research that shows that there is a profound connection. I mean, in my work and in putting together the book Joyful, I looked at over 200 studies that show a connection between our surroundings and our emotions. So the research is there. It's just sort of, as you point out, it's scattered through biology, anthropology, psychology, neuroscience. It's scattered in many different disciplines.
Well, I think that I'm not arguing the case. I just found in my own experience that going inside to understand what was going on with me was a way to find out what the impact is of all these external things. You can have impact from external things, but if you don't know how to really, sometimes you get stuck in a pattern and the same things repeat themselves, and that's because you haven't figured out inside of you how to break the pattern. That's at least the way I look at it. Maybe people look at it differently.
No question. I think that those practices are extremely important. I think what I'm trying to say is that the world of psychology has really ignored the way that our surroundings can influence us. So, mm-hmm. for example, you know, if you look at research on workplaces, there's a study that shows that people working in more colorful work environments are more joyful, friendly, confident, and alert than those working in drab spaces. So that's not to say that we shouldn't do these introspective things, but that we should also be paying attention to the way that our environments affect us. And I think there are many people out there who have been taught that, you know, when they find themselves drawn toward color or flowers. You know, I know many women who won't even buy themselves flowers because it feels like an indulgence. And yet, you know, there's research that shows that flowers and greenery and nature improve our mood and also improve memory. And so there are all these sort of unconscious connections between our environment and our emotions and well-being, and none of that has been discussed and certainly not looked at as a body of research before.
Yeah. Ingrid Fetel-Lee is with us. The book is called Joyful, The Surprising Power of Ordinary Things to Create Extraordinary Happiness. Is that what you're looking for? I think I'm looking for it. You got to be nuts not to be looking for real happiness. 16 past the hour. This is Your Hidden Power. I'm Doug Steffen with some advice about a way to be joyful, to be happy. The anti-aging health movement is really at work all around us. It's in full swing. You probably want to eat well because you want to live a healthy life, but maybe you haven't found a way to get things like really good organic fruits and vegetables into your diet every day. It is hard because of Monsanto and all of that crap that's around in the regular food system. So now Texas Superfood comes along. Go to TexasSuperfood.com/Doug and see their full line of quality nutritional products. That's TexasSuperfood.com/Doug, or you can call them at 855-TEXAS-55. That's 855-TEXAS-55, or online at TexasSuperfoods.com/Doug.
Is your back going out more than you do these days? Is it slowing you down, making the simplest tasks seem impossible? I've had back problems for years, and now there's great news for me and you. Purity Products has the ultimate lower back relief formula to get you on track, and they want you to try it for free. That's right, free. The clinically tested herbal formula provides you with the back comfort, flexibility, and joint support you need. My lower back pain used to get the best of me, but after using this formula, I noticed a significant difference in only 15 days. I'm walking smoother and enjoying life again, and now you can too. Purity Products has got your back, literally. What are you waiting for? At no cost, you could receive your free bottle of the ultimate lower back relief formula. Just pay the shipping. So call now and get your free bottle at 1-800-291-4180. That's 800-291-4180. Again, call now, 800-291-4180.
The big news from Subaru is the all-new 3-Row Ascent. It's the biggest SUV from Subaru ever. There's room for 7 or 8 passengers with a choice of second-row captain's chairs or bench seating. It'll tow up to 5,000 pounds. It has the interior space you need for your whole crew. And it gets you where you want to go with the safety of a Subaru, including standard symmetrical all-wheel drive. The all-new 3-Row Subaru Ascent. Love is now bigger than ever. Maximum towing capacity varies by trim level, and trailer brakes may be required. See your retailer for details.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. We've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates. Our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days. Then, if rates go up, your rate stays locked. But if rates go down, your rate drops. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed-rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
All right. So this whole business of joy, finding joy, things that we see around us. I'll tell you, one of the things that I love to see, Ingrid, is a rainbow. I love looking at that. I wrote a little sentence to a friend of mine that I love about rainbows and what that meant, because I saw a rainbow on her birthday, and I thought that was God's way of wishing her a happy birthday. What do you think of that?
Understandable. I mean, a rainbow is one of the most joyful things we can see. And of course, it's this experience of seeing bright color in an unexpected place, and something that I call abundance. So you see multiple colors at once. It's something that's very rare in nature. And so, of course, it's something that's immediately attractive to us because we see this collection of bright colors all at once.
So that's a fabulous lead into another discussion that I want to have with you, the whole concept of abundance and how that plays into joy, understanding that abundance is just not about money. Let's talk about that as we continue here on Your Hidden Power.
hikers, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Continuing on Your Hidden Power, the success of this program and the subsequent podcast, if you look at yourhiddenpowershow.com, which is where you find the podcast, number 67 is a bit of information about the way energy works for all of us at different ages. We have poet, mystic guide, and author Deirdre Haid on the current podcast, podcast number 67. And this is a way for us to talk about what happens when your life is changed by some energy, some event. In this case, Ms. Haid had her mother diagnosed with advanced breast cancer. It happened that the author was 16 at the time. They began developing a method of healing based on divine light, and it helped her mother live 13 years longer than was expected to be the case. So if you'd like to get to the bottom of that, how it worked, find out about radiance healing. Radiance meditation is a form of energy healing, mystical wisdom. It's based on the Kabbalah, actually, the Tree of Life concept. So you'll find that in the current Your Hidden Power show, number 67. Find that, plus our conversations with Mary O'Malley and Maria Trilogy and Uri Geller, all of those coming up. It's all at yourhiddenpowershow.com. That's how you find the podcast, only at yourhiddenpowershow.com, where the information we're getting this week from Ingrid Fatale Lee will appear next week. She's the author of Joyful, The Surprising Power of Ordinary Things to Create Extraordinary Happiness. What do people most misunderstand about the term and the concept of abundance, do you think, Ingrid?
Well, I think as a culture, we think about abundance in terms of accumulation. And so, you know, we've had Marie Kondo come through and tell us about, you know, finding joy in letting go of things. And I think sometimes we think of abundance as the opposite of that, right? Abundance is like accumulating a lot of stuff, and maybe accumulating a lot of wealth, as you alluded to before. And when I first started to study joy, one of the things that I noticed is that you know, as I was asking people about the things that brought them joy, I found that things like the rainbow you mentioned, things like confetti and polka dots and things that sort of have this sense of abundance were common. And I was trying to understand, you know, if this is joy, if abundance is joyful, first of all, why? And I think that it has to do with there's an evolutionary preference for abundance, right? We evolved in a world where scarcity was dangerous and abundance meant survival. And so when we have, you know, when we see, I call it the kid in the candy store aesthetic, when we see lots of something spread out before us, when you see a full buffet or a potluck, that gives us this feeling of joy. It sort of satiates us on a, it soothes us on a very unconscious level. But at the same time, it doesn't have to be about accumulating a lot of stuff. And as I sort of dug into this research, I realized that what is really important is not material abundance, but sensorial abundance. We find joy in an abundance of sensations. And that doesn't have to mean a lot of stuff.
I'm listening to you, and it's like we're on the same page, kindred spirits. Synchronicity brought me around to thinking the same things you just, at the same time you expressed them, stuff. All right, so at the website, aestheticsofjoy.com, we can get the book there, or you get it at Amazon. Joyful, the Surprising Power of Ordinary Things to Create Extraordinary Happiness. The book is available at both your website and on Amazon, I'm guessing, right?
Yes, it is.
All right, this is cool. Thank you for having us think this way. I think you have brought us a lot of joy. Ingrid Fattel Lee, the book is called Joyful, Surprising Power of Ordinary Things to Create Extraordinary Happiness at aestheticsofjoy.com.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-338-3814. 800-338-3814. 800-338-3814. That's 800-338-3814.
A winter weather advisory is an invitation to own the roads in the Dodge Charger, America's only four-door muscle car with all-wheel drive. To take the winter by storm in a Dodge Durango, the most powerful SUV with all-wheel drive in its class. And to burn some rubber and melt the snow in the Dodge Challenger, the first all-wheel drive muscle coupe. Don't miss the Dodge President's Day event. Based on 2019 Ford's Midsize Sport Utility Vehicle Segment. Based on Ford's Middle Specialty Vehicle Segment. Excludes other FCA US LLC vehicles. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
I want to keep my heart healthy, so I get my cholesterol checked regularly. And when my doctor told me my cholesterol was borderline, I found Garlique. According to my pharmacist, there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol. And one Garlique tablet is equal to a whole clove of garlic, except it's odor-free. Yep, I'm doing what I can for my cholesterol, and I'm doing it with Garlique.
Garlique, cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
Congressional negotiators say they've come up with an agreement to avoid another government shutdown. GOP Senator Richard Shelby.
We've reached an agreement in principle between us on all of the Homeland Security and the other six bills. Our staffs are going to be working feverishly to put all of the particulars together.
But will President Trump sign it? New Yorker staff writer Susan Glasser on CNN.
I'm not sure that he will agree to it, but I think they clearly are still looking at either declaring a national emergency or trying to take executive action to reprogram military funds to use for additional construction.
Fox News reports the deal includes only $1.3 billion for physical barriers along 55 miles of border territory in the Rio Grande Valley. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Your hidden power continues now at 34 past the hour with Uri Geller, mystifier, mind motivator, paranormalist. Uri, we've been talking about going to places to get inspiration. And then there are those who think that inspiration comes from within, that we don't need people like you and others who are supposedly motivators. And I know over the years you have dealt with skepticism. How do you guard yourself, and how do others who are sensitive and who are teachers guard themselves? Or do they speak for themselves and they don't have to? It's almost like sometimes, you know, I feel some of these people are apologizing for their gifts, which is, you know, there's so much skepticism around today, questioning integrity, that sort of thing. So I know you're not guarded at all when speaking. How did you get the confidence that you have to just keep going against, you know, sometimes some pretty nasty comments?
Well, you know, it's funny that you bring up the subject about motivation and inspiration, because just a couple of hours ago I got an email from the Himalayas where we know a young man who is some of our friends who went there to learn how to meditate the right way. And once you go through the course, which is about 6 weeks, they give you a meditation diploma, and they certify you to be a teacher or a guru of meditation. And a lot of people swear by meditation. It's relaxing, it's mind-expanding, it triggers your imagination, your visualization, and it makes you kind of more attuned to your consciousness and empowers you so you can be more successful in life. And I learned many, many years ago, decades ago, that whatever I do, there will always be controversy around me. There will always be those skeptics, as you say. We call them skeptics. Now, by the way, there are skeptics in any field, whether it's about global warming. There are those who fight about, yes, there is global warming, no, there isn't. Then there are the skeptics about gun control. Should Americans have guns or not? Politics, I mean, everything under the sun has skeptics in the corner somewhere trying to debunk what others say. I learned how to, like you mentioned the word guard myself, by basically building a shield around me of, it's an invisible shield that protects me, but it comes from within. What I do is I simply ignore the negativity around me. Mm-hmm. I ignore skeptics. I let them rage and I let them fight because I also see it as free publicity. I mean, let's face it, the skeptics gave me the longevity I have. Uh-huh. If it wasn't for the skeptics, I think I would have been kind of gone. Nobody would know the name Uri Geller. But the more they speak about me, you know, the old saying that actually, the very famous saying that Oscar Wilde came up with, he said that there's only one worse thing in life than being talked about, and that's not being talked about. Mm-hmm. So for me, skeptics contributed to my career. To others who don't really need skeptics for their careers, simply ignore. Do not surround yourself with negative people. Keep away from losers. Keep away from people who are envious, jealous. Those are the ones who create that negative energy, the negative force. And, you know, it's really up to you to ignore it and just get on with your life and surround yourself with positive people, positive outlooks, positive environment, positive places. I think you can do it. And that's how I found this system. It really works. And I think you're the same, Doug. I mean, look, you've got your share of people who email you nasty emails. Am I right?
I have my detractors. Yes, I do. And I like you, although I don't know if I do it consciously. I used to be affected. If you listened to me 20 years ago, and when somebody would send me, take a shot at me or send me something nasty, I'd read it on the air, and then I'd take a shot at them. But I don't do that anymore because I don't know that it gets anywhere, frankly. It doesn't offer anybody something positive. There's no hope. I'm a great believer in hope as a strategy. I think we need to give people a reason to have a better day today than they had yesterday. Give them hope that things are not going to be as bad as they may think they are or as they seem to be, or maybe they actually are for people. It's hope.
Exactly, Doug. You're doing the right thing. Ignore, don't fight back. Because, look, hey, let me teach you all a good sentence. Show me a successful man, and I will show you controversy. So everyone who is successful, they've got something controversial about them, how they got to where they are, their personality, their character, the job they're doing, whatever they're producing, there is controversy. And people tend to be envious, jealous, or people tend to hate what you are saying. Now, especially in the radio business, mm-hmm. you're being heard. You're in the driving seat, so people are listening to you, whether it's at home, on their mobile phones, in their cars, and you're producing, you're laying out your theories, your own feelings about things. Whenever you're asking questions from your guests, you're displaying, you're kind of peeling off their certain camouflage that they have around them, and you get to the point, and people like that.
Well,
so
Doug, my
advice is just continue being you. There's nothing like being you. I always remember that the secret of success is originality. Mm-hmm. So if you create original things on your show, you will be successful. More people will want to hear you. And and just ignore the negative emails. And then that will kind of ebb away. It will wane away as these skeptics see that you're not answering them.
Well, I think that under the circumstances, that's why I do things like this weekly conversation, Your Hidden Power, you coming on to go through your experiences. And, yeah, I've known you for 24, 25 years, and I don't know what life was like. I think every once in a while how you, in particular, have inspired me. We become friends, and so there's an equality, but I don't know that I inspire you the way you inspire me. All right, pal, I'll talk to you later. Uri Geller, go to his website and be inspired. URIGELLER. UriGeller.com. Up next, our psychic spirit, the psychic scout, Mary O'Malley.
GEICO presents Unhelpful Home Improvement How-Tos.
A slippery bathroom floor can result in expensive hospital bills. So today, I'll show you how to cushion a serious fall by filling your bathroom with thousands of plastic balls. Just nail a piece of plywood across the doorway and dump in 2,000 multicolored plastic balls.
You could try to protect yourself with a bathroom full of plastic balls, or you could get liability coverage through the GEICO Insurance Agency. Visit GEICO.com and see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
You know when you have about a billion things to do today, and then you realize you're out of whatever it is that you really need, and next day shipping isn't going to cut it because you really need it in like an hour. Yeah, that's when you turn to Office Depot Office Max. Buy what you need online at OfficeDepot.com or on our app and pick it up in store for free in just 1 hour. So you can get back to whatever else is lurking on your to-do list. Now save up to 50% at the Big Chair event. That's up to 50% off at Office Depot Office Max. Offer expires February 16th, 2019.
Hello, this is America's Healthcare Advocate with your healthcare tip of the day. The most health-promoting type of fat that you can eat is composed of omega-3 fatty acids. They reduce your risk of breast cancer considerably in three major ways. Omega-3 fatty acids decrease the power of estrogen in the breast so that cells won't divide as quickly in response to estrogen. They act to subdue inflammation and all the ill effects of an enzyme involved in inflammation called COX-2 enzyme. Omega-3s mop up oxygen-free radicals. Here's a list of some of the major health conditions improved with omega-3 fats: asthma, cancer of the breast, prostate, and colon, diabetes, heart arrhythmias, heart disease, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, rheumatoid arthritis, skin disorders, osteoporosis, gum disease, and more. The best source of omega-3 fatty acids is flax seeds, walnuts, pumpkin seeds, hemp seeds, soybeans, winter squash, and ground oregano are the other good sources. The body functions best when you eat a 4-to-1 ratio of omega-6s and omega-3s. Fat, it's good for you.
All right, 44 minutes after the hour now, time for our weekly visit with Mary O'Malley, the so-called psychic scout. Go to psychicscout.com as she has opportunities there for you to learn more about yourself. That seems to be our theme today, Mary, learning more about yourself. But isn't that the theme every day when you get right down to brass tacks, isn't it, that we all want to know more about our energy, what makes us tick, where do we go, what do we do? How do we do it? That sort of thing. You ever get tired? Do you ever feel like you have the weight of the world on your shoulders because people dump all their junk on you?
Sometimes. Sometimes. It depends on the situation. A lot of times we just don't have anybody to go to that isn't personally involved in our life. To talk something out, where you just need a blank slate, a mirror. So a lot of times I'm the mirror for that person, and they usually find their own answer if they just get a chance to talk it out loud. It's just part of being the psychic, and the guides are hearing what they say, and it's a good way to get a bigger perspective on things. That, you know, sometimes people habitually dump all their stuff, and I'm like, no, that's not my job.
Well, but the other side, there are a lot of people who are their own worst enemies, and one of the things that comes about, speaking of dumping, is and energy and stuff. If you've got a lot of clutter, I was just going through my office, and there's stuff piled up. There's a new cabinet in there, and there's lots of old files. And when I walk through there, I think, I want to do something about this. But then I think, oh, this will take a half hour, 45 minutes. I don't have it right now. So I keep walking by it. Is that the kind of stuff that slows, doesn't that slow people down sometimes?
Yes, it does. I've been in the same apartment for 20 years, and I have stuff in the back of the cupboards that have been here since I moved in that I've never seen. And I'm going through that myself, a purge, you know, start getting rid of things. So, you know, our lives are cluttered up. We have a lot of things going on, a lot of things to do, a lot of things we're responsible for, and it makes life easier if you're environment isn't cluttered at the same time.
So you need to clutter out. You need to unclutter. Clutter out. Good day. That's a good expression. You need to unclutter. I'm seeing, excuse me, in my imagination at the moment, a kind of a tree branches, and the using of putting together the branches of the tree to sweep things out. And does that allow you to let new things in? I think a lot of people think that that's what happens. It lets new things in, right?
It does. It creates the space for new things to come in, for new energy to come in into the environment and into yourself. So you know, it's like for relationships, they say, you know, empty out a couple drawers in your dresser and make some room in the closet. If you're looking for a new relationship, make room for that person, you know. So it's the same kind of thing.
All right. So let me ask you a tough question.
Okay.
I saw something online as I do my research for this program. I'm always Googling various things that have to do with this sort of work. And I saw that a psychic had to repay $3.5 million to a woman for exorcisms. Did you see that, the kind of thing? I don't understand how exorcisms work.
I didn't see that one, but I've seen others like it. Yeah. Yeah, you know, like any industry, there's people who push the limits. It makes us all look bad, you know?
Right. Yeah. People who take advantage. I remember going through in Philadelphia when I was working there. I was on a remote broadcast out on the pier. I don't even remember. Isn't it funny? I remember that. And there was sort of a cavalcade of sensitive people that were on display. And one woman came running over to me. She introduced herself as Madam somebody or other. And she said, for $500, I can clear all that negative energy around you. I can see it. Your aura is black. And so I didn't go for it, fortunately, but I don't know that somebody running over to me and saying, for $500, I can clear your aura, is something that gives the business a good name. You agree?
I agree. It happened to a friend of mine who's a little overweight, and somebody came up and said, oh, I need it. I can balance your chakras and get your blood pressure down. And she's been exercising and working really hard and just had a clean bill of health from the doctor. Her blood pressure's fine. Everything's fine. You know, it's not all right to take advantage of people.
Well, it is all right to go to you. Go to psychicscout.com, Mary O'Malley.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't.
What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Now 53 after the hour, your hidden power. Now, with our astrologer, Maria Francesca Trilogy, who is your astrological light beacon and the author of the book Life is Good When You Do the Work, here to talk about Jupiter entering the sign of Scorpio. That happens this week, first time in 12 years. So I have a few Scorpios in my life. Is this only good for those who have birth sign of Scorpio? Is this good for moon sign Scorpio? What is this? The Jupiter entering the sign of Scorpio, good for?
Good morning. Well, Jupiter is the planet that brings goodness, brings benefits, brings goodness, brings opportunity for positive change in a person's life, and overall brings this energy. And now Scorpio, of course, we know is the sign of the people that are quite tenacious, will go after what they want and go all the way down as far as they have to go to get the answer.
Are we always
successful?
The
natural detectives of the zodiac.
Are we always successful? That's the question.
Well, you know, you have to determine and decide what success is. If you believe that success is going after your goal and making a statement about what you think is right, then you're a success. You know, the saying goes, I'd rather fail at something I tried hard at than not try hard at all.
Mm-hmm.
So to your second question about who will benefit everyone well. So no matter your sun sign, your moon sign, your ascendant sign, wherever Scorpio appears in your birth chart will be where that support and ultimate success will be the most prevalent. So it's important to
with this event only happening once every 12 years, for you to pay attention, get your chart done by a reputable astrologer, and take a look at where that Jupiter transit or that Scorpio energy is going to be able to support your life. And that is probably the best way for you to gather any kind of, you know, to me, Jupiter brings us the strength and the passion to go after what we want. And then hopefully it will be a success. You know, of course, it all depends. Scorpio takes on some pretty powerful, I would say, challenges. Yes, absolutely right. And some of them are quite successful. You know, is every endeavor we go after a success? Again, it depends on how defining we determine
success.
It.
Yeah, defining success. So, if you're looking for a good person to get a reading from, that wasn't why Maria said what she did, but I'm going to say it for her. The problem is nobody can spell her name. So if you go to smbworks at earthling.net, you can find
Maria. Just give me a hello. This is so-and-so, and I heard you on Good Day with Doug Steffen, and I will definitely get back with you.
All right. Well, she'll get back to everybody, but just it makes it – you get into the front of the line. Perhaps. Let's go back to the meanings. In this circumstance, we're talking about Jupiter entering the sign of Scorpio. Who figured this all out? You've become a student of it. You've learned it. But where did the initial information come from? Who did the research? Who put all of this together?
Yes. Oh, my goodness. Years and years and years of studying. So at one time, astronomy and astrology were one study first, and then as they started realizing the effect of how these planets would move around what kind of effect they had on different people and how the planets affected. So it was through, I will say, the tenacity of many young early astrologers, astronomers, as I said, first it was just astronomy because they noticed what was going on in the sky and how it affected people on the planet and crops and weather. And that's how it all started. And then they broke it down more and more and more and more to this.
The astrologers and astronomers. So it is. It's fascinating how you put all of this together. It's like learning math or science or anything. It is a science. So you want to talk to Maria, smbworks at earthling.net. This is your hidden power.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.